FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The EFF in KZN says it's escalated a matter involving a councillor who accepted the role of deputy mayor without the party's approval. Bongiseni Khumalo was sworn in as deputy mayor of the eMadlangeni municipality last month. The EFF claims the appointment was a private arrangement between Khumalo and the IFP. The party's Themba Msibi says they only found out about the appointment through social media. He says Khumalo violated party rules.
We are not party to what Mr. Khumalo committed to. We have since written a letter to him instructing him to resign. That was almost 2 weeks ago. He has not since done so, and we repeatedly reminded him through the letters, of course, to immediately resign again. Right now, as we speak, the matter is seated with the government task unit of the EFF in the head office.
Two suspects killed in a shootout with police in Inanda, north of Durban, were wanted for a series of crimes, including murdering a SAPS officer. Police were led to a house in eMaplazini last night. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nichiwunda says officers instructed the duo to open the door when they arrived at the house.
The suspects responded with gunshots toward police officers from inside the house, and police were left with no choice but to return fire in self-defense. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on an armed group in the Democratic Republic of Congo accused of illicit mining. America says it's blocking all interests and restricting transactions with Parako FF, an armed group that's opposed the Rwandan-backed M23, which made rapid gains in the eastern DRC early this year. It also slapped sanctions on a Congolese mining company and two Hong Kong-based firms accused of buying minerals from the armed group. And Australia's busiest airport was briefly thrown into chaos this morning when a police officer's gun was fired as authorities tried to arrest a suspect. Officials say a police firearm was discharged during an incident inside the domestic terminal of Sydney Airport. Footage released by local media shows an officer checking his rifle as two other people pinned a man to the ground. Local media reported the gun was fired as the man tried to wrestle it from the officer. Police investigating the incident say no one was hurt. Operations at the airport have since resumed. And an Australian court has found Apple and Google misused their market power in a dispute with the maker of popular video game Fortnite. Both Apple and Google kicked Fortnite off their respective app platforms in 2020 after the game designed an in-app payment system that cut the tech giants out of the loop. Developer Epic Games retaliated by launching legal action. Australia's federal court this week found the tech firm's app store dominance reduced competition, likely forcing game developers to pay higher commission fees. In a statement, Epic Games says the ruling is a win for developers. The top story, the EFF in KZN says it's escalated a matter involving a councillor who accepted the role of deputy mayor without the party's approval. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.